good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to NHL Awards. And we're delighted to be here with the NHL family and our players and our team people and our fans to celebrate a great season and our great sport. I'm reporting on the Board of Governors meeting this morning. And basically, it was our typical business update, things that are new and anticipated for next season. We looked at budgets, which were approved by the board for next season, which is what we typically do in June. I suppose the two most noteworthy areas of discussion and action relate to rules changes and the discussion of franchise matters, and in particular expansion. With respect to the rule changes, and I think you've all well chronicled what was being considered, we're going to go to a 5-minute three-on-three during the regular season if the game's tied at the end of regulation, and after that, then the shootout. We're going to implement the coach's challenge as described, and we're going to change the face-off procedure. And again, I think you're all familiar with what's involved in all three rule changes, and that was approved by the Board of Governors unanimously after it had been vetted and approved by both the general managers and the competition committee, which obviously includes the Players Association representation. On the issue of expansion, I reported on the status of the expressions of interest we continue to get from a variety of places, including Seattle, Las Vegas, and Quebec City. I also reported on the results of the season ticket drive that was conducted by Bill Foley here in Las Vegas, and the fact that he has commitments for over 13,000 season tickets, and that's from individuals, not from casinos or major corporations. Those commitments are in groups of eight or less, so they're, I suppose, representative of fan interest here in Vegas. With all of the discussion, with all of the expressions of interest, that's all been well chronicled, the board concluded that perhaps this was the appropriate time to begin a formal expansion review process. And by that I mean we will, probably starting in early July, accept formal applications from entities, people that are interested in pursuing an expansion team. We will then go through a formal vetting process, and the board ultimately will determine whether or not there's any interest in expanding. And if the conclusion is there is interest from the league's perspective, then there'll be a focus on what the terms would be and who the successful or likely successful candidates might be. The fact that we're going through this process doesn't mean that we are going to expand. All it means is that we're gonna stop just listening to expressions of interest and take a good hard look at what they actually mean and represent. And those were the major areas. You want to add anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you know, I could have left something out. Yes.
Hi, Gary. What kind of timeline are you looking at for the expansion process?
The process as a whole, we haven't set a timeline. My anticipation is that once we decide that we're starting to take the applications, which will be in early July, we expect that anybody who has a serious interest and is a serious candidate will submit within a month, give or take a few days. This isn't going to be, from that standpoint, a long or drawn out process. And what happens from there will depend, I suppose, on what we get. And the executive committee will be actually charged with reviewing the applications.
Gary, I assume you don't go down this road unless you feel that the league is in a position that, should something catch your eye, you want to go from 30 to 31 or 32 teams, whatever it is, that the league could handle that.
Well, that'll be part of the consideration. I think at this stage, the game and the business of the game and our franchises and the ownership of our franchises have never been stronger. And so I suppose that all of the interest that we've been getting expressed is a reflection of that. But we haven't made, and it's ultimately a board decision, a decision that we will definitely expand. I've been walking around with a bug since the finals. You answer the next question.
That's why I'm up here.
Yes. No, no.
Gary, I assume it was positive in terms because of you're moving forward now. Can you speak to any specifics about Foley's season ticket drive, about their reaction to him and or the arena here and or the city?
It wasn't done in a specific way. The board's aware of the fact that Las Vegas stepped up in a obviously significant and positive way to show support for having a major league team in Las Vegas. But the fact of the matter is, there's no list, there's no priority, there's been no determination other than, okay, we've been listening for a while, let's take a look. You want to add to that?
Yeah, it wasn't a Las Vegas driven meeting at all. It was really a broader discussion. Obviously, part of that discussion is a drill down on Mr. Foley's ticket drive, and it was an impressive response that the Las Vegas community showed for a potential franchise.
Gary, how detailed are these applications expected to be? Is it going to be something scratched on a napkin that says we're interested, or is it marching bands through the breakers?
Well, you know us well enough to know that it's neither of those things. It'll be a detailed, business-like application, which we'll talk about the market, the viability of the market, the arena possibility and situation, the ownership group, what the likely business plan would be. You know, the expansion is a very serious and important business decision. You don't do it frivolously, and I assure you that nobody's going to be persuaded by marching bands, and I doubt we would take consider seriously jottings on a napkin.
Gary, on expansion, is there a criteria in terms of whether you would expand by one or two teams?
We haven't made any of those decisions. There's no timeline. There's no terms of expansion. There's no number of clubs. We're going to see exactly, again, with all the well-chronicled expressions of interest, let's see what we get when you're required to sign on the dotted line on a formal application.
Could you potentially expand by only one team?
The answer to your question is, we don't know. Anything, I suppose, is possible, but that's not a decision that we've made or anybody's focused on.
Even to the point that we might not expand at all, as Gary said. So I wouldn't put a number on it at all.
Commissioner, what do you set on expansion fee?
We haven't set a fee, but based on the discussions that I've had with ownership, I don't think there would be any appetite to expand if the number didn't start with a five. I know that there's always this view, well, you make a lot of money from expansion. Take a step back. When you're a member of the league, you share in league revenues equally. If you admit an expansion team, instead of dividing National League revenues by 1/30, you then divide it by 1/31. So there is a negative economic consequence to expanding that has to be balanced against the expansion fee. But again, that has to be set by the Board of Governors. I'm giving you my sense of where I think they are.
Question, Chair. Gary, there's obviously some level of uncertainty in terms of the Glendale market and the Coyotes in the Glendale market. How does that affect the expansion process, if it does at all?
Well, I think that there tends to be, in some circles, more uncertainty than others. The Coyotes are playing in Glendale, and I believe ultimately that they will prevail in the courts, and the agreement that they have will be upheld, and this will all have been much ado about nothing. But that'll be settled, I suppose, ultimately by the courts, unless Glendale, you know, comes back to reality and decides what they did probably wasn't the wisest thing to do. You want to add to that?
Nope.
I probably went too far, but it's okay.
Gary, coming back to Quebec City, you said that you had many interests of different cities. Specifically in Quebec, do you have one group or more than one group interested?
We'll find out based on who may submit applications.
You already don't know if there's more than one?
I don't, you know, when we say we'll accept applications, we'll see. I know of at least one group, but if somebody else is interested, we'll find out, I suppose, in the next few weeks.
I'm gonna ask Bill this question so Gary can have a sip of water.
Thank you.
Bill, if everything goes perfectly in this process, what season is the earliest you could have an expansion?
We've given some consideration to that, and we don't foresee it being next season, meaning the following season. So at the earliest possible date that I think any additional team could play would be the 17-18 season.
I agree. Anybody else? No extra charge. We have some time until the awards start and the red carpet starts, so we can keep going.
Now you've had your wire, I'll ask you this. How much does the alignment, the 16 in the East and 14 in the West, affect how you approach this process?
Well, one of the factors that you would obviously consider in any expansion process is what your footprint looks like and what the alignment would be. I don't think you expand just for notions of symmetry. It's too important, the business decision. But obviously, as we go through the process, if there's an interest in moving forward, that's an issue you have to deal with. Yes?
Gary, was there any pushback or concerns from some of the owners regarding expansion, or was everybody kind of on the same page?
Well,
after you made your presentation to them about...
Well, we weren't asking to approve the granting of a expansion team. And so the sense was, yeah, we've been hearing enough about these expressions of interest. Let's take a look at them and see what we've got.
And Bill, how much conversation was there about, you know, quality of play? Like, do you worry if you go to 31 or 32 teams?
You're asking us, did we have the substantive discussions that would be involved in making an expansion decision? And the answer is no. We haven't had what would be the terms, how many teams, where, what the alignment is. That wasn't discussed. What was reported on was the success of Bill Foley's ticket drive here in Las Vegas, the continuing expressions of interest that we get in places such as Seattle and Quebec City, and occasionally from other places. And so the view was, instead of every time I meet with you or Bill meets with you and you say, what's new on expansion? Well, we're considering new list at expressions of interest. We're either going to move forward on expressions of interest or cut them off. And that's really as far as the discussion got.
But I would say to that point, Elliot, and I've sat in a lot of general managers meetings over the last 5 years, I don't think there's any concern at all among our managers or among our ownership group that there's a lack of talent. I think the level of talent in the league has never been stronger. I think all clubs have the ability to have four competitive lines and three D pairs. And I think, so I don't think talent dilution is a concern at all.
Well, and in fact, to Bill's point is absolutely right, but also the game and the business of the game wouldn't be perceived to be as healthy as it is, and there wouldn't be this much interest if the perception was the game's never been better. And I think when you talk to anybody, fans, managers, coaches, players, owners, the sense has been that the game has never been better and the league has never been more competitive.
Gary, among the expressions of interest, have you got any from Toronto, a second team there, and do you expect them to be part of this process?
You know, occasionally you'll hear from somebody. I don't know if the interest or the people setting forth the interest are real. We'll see what turns up.
in the next few weeks if, in fact, there is genuine interest in where it is.
Gary, I know the owner as a whole, maybe we're just hearing more about the Foley stuff, but since you've been working a little more closely with him in the last 6 months, can you give us your impressions of what he's done and what's been done here in Vegas in terms of the ticket drive?
Well, I think there were a lot of people who, despite the basic statistics on size of the market, that there's no professional team here, number of visitors, businesses, and all that, this is not your typical market. And I think a number of people, including Mr. Foley, were curious as to whether or not there was a groundswell from the community itself, not just the businesses, not just the casinos, not just the travel industry, but were there real fans here that would embrace a professional team? And I think based on the drive that he conducted, no, subject to digging into it a little deeper, but on the surface, it looks like there is a tremendous amount of interest here. Not surprising, but I know there were people who were skeptical.
Gary, kind of following up on his question, it's kind of been well chronicled what Las Vegas has done. You came out here, they got the arena and so forth, but maybe some of those other owners that hadn't really realized or were acquainted with what's going on here, did you have any conversation? What was their reaction to what Bill Foley has done here?
I think people came away with the impression that this community will respond to professional sports, to hockey, like many other significant cities across North America. That there are people that live and work here, raise kids here, have businesses here, and that they would like something communal from a sports standpoint to get behind. And I think that's what the ticket drive appears to have demonstrated. I know there was a lot of skepticism because people say, well, you know, the travel, leisure, casino industry dominates employment. How will the people who work in that industry and the supporting industries respond? There seems to be real, legitimate, meaningful support here. And I think that's what is something that demonstrated first and foremost to Mr. Foley that he might want to continue his pursuit, assuming we are opening up a formal expansion application process the way we are. Because frankly, if he sold 1,000 season tickets and that was it, I think he would have decided there were other things he should do with his time and his money. That wasn't the case.
Mr. Bettman, what is the latest number of the season ticket deposit that Mr. Foley has provided you?
Bill, why don't you?
Well, the last report we got was at the end of last week, and again, I think Gary referenced it was commitments for about 13.2. So that's the latest information we have.
And Mr. Bettman, for you personally, what does he still need to do to prove to you this city deserves a team?
Well, he doesn't need to prove anything to me. He needs to prove it to the Board of Governors, and he'll have to go through the application process and be vetted. And as I indicated before, it's about the market and the viability. It's about the ownership and how the team is going to be capitalized. It's about the arena. It's about a business plan. It's about all the serious, important decisions and things you have to do in starting a business from scratch, one that requires a significant amount of investment.
How has he done so far in regards
to... Well, you're asking me to prejudge it. He's consistently expressed confidence and interest in this market and wanting to own a team in Las Vegas. And he conducted what appears to be a very successful season ticket drive.
So obviously, Mr. Foley has done a season ticket drive, shown there's fan interest here. There's other interest in other cities, Quebec City, Seattle. Does this ticket drive Vegas a head start on the process in putting in its application, proving it has a viable option?
I don't think this is a race. I don't know. There's no list. It's not about somebody getting a head start. I think that there were probably more questions about Las Vegas because of the unusual, not bad unusual, but the unusual nature of this market. I don't think in terms of fans supporting
teams in markets like Seattle or Quebec City, there was many questions initially. But all of this will require a deeper dive if and when we get the applications. Anybody else?
With the Gary, from a commissioner's standpoint, what would Las Vegas mean to the city? You know, aside from the fans and who packs the new arena, just what would Las Vegas mean to the NHL?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think that's something that we'll have to think about and study as we go through the process. I mean, obviously, stripping it away, giving you a visceral reaction without any more than the 5 seconds of thought while I'm thinking this through and talking to you, this is a city that has national and international prominence. Beyond that, I mean, we've got to look a little more deeply than what I've just described. Anybody else? Anything you want to add?
No.
Thank you all for being here, and enjoy the awards.